This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, later on we're going to have our eco guy, our economy guy. I don't want to call him eco. That sounds goofy. Our economy guy will be on with us. David Fisher will join us from Landmark Capital. And you know, we're talking about all things financial, gold, silver, real estate, the markets, what's going on in Europe and that kind of stuff. You need to understand what's happening so you know what's going to happen with your money. There are a lot of people still worried about this economy, and I don't blame them. Because it's not I mean, just because he's in there, just because Trump is in as president, you see the trouble he's having with the Dems. You see the trouble he's having getting some of this stuff through. I mean, I hate to say this because I don't want this much control, seriously. But it's almost like we have to have two-thirds of everything in order to get anything done. Because of how tough they are with this. And they're not making sense. They're just outraged. They don't have any rhyme or reason. They're just outraged. Anyway. The Dems have found a pastor hero. Or, I'm sorry, a Christian hero. And, you know, there's all forms of Christianity, just like there's all forms of being a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Catholic. But apparently they found a doctor. They actually found a Christian doctor. And this is when I get mad. I got mad the other night when we did that story about the four-year-old, right? And the mother who said that it was okay to have a transgender four-year-old because Jesus got mad at people who use Scripture to defend their Christianity. So Dr. Willie Parker believes that he's doing the Lord's work when he kills unborn babies in the womb with his own capable hands. Those are his words. The self-proclaimed Christian, who not only acts as an abortionist, but incessantly advocates for abortion by invoking his faith. Now, the funny thing about it is, what scripture does he use? Because you got to use the scripture. You can't just pull things out of the air. You can't just pull numbers out of the air. When it comes to religion, it's not just a feel-good thing. You know, some of you believe that, even Christians I know believe that your faith is your own. It's not to share with anybody. And I go, what book are you reading? Christ tells you several times in the New Testament, go share this with others. Go tell everybody you can about me. How does a Christian rectify the fact that they refuse to talk about their religion because they think religion is a personal thing? Jesus never said it was a personal thing. Matter of fact, if anything, it's been like screaming from the rooftops. You need to go tell everybody you can tell. And as far as this doctor goes, I think this is hilarious. Parker has quickly become a darling of people on the left. Anybody surprised about that? You know, it's like they go searching out judges that'll rule in their favor. I know it's done on both sides. I'm just saying. Now, he distorts Christianity and tries to show you that Christianity supports abortion, but he can't. Is it just because he says so? No, seriously. He's got a book out called Life Work, A Moral Argument for Choice. He became a fixture of the upscale unborn baby killing circle, appearing alongside Planned Parenthood CEO Cecil Richards. He attended the conferences where he evangelizes to the masses about the relativistic good of abortion. Notice here he used the word relativistic. right? They decide on their own what's right, what's wrong. And the popping up in the leftist outlets like Ellie, Jezebel, Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, Time, Cosmopolitan, New York Times. I mean, all of those are Christian-leaning papers, are they not? The Christian abortionist, his main argument, which is steeped in distortion of Scripture, is that pro-aborts are the ones that who are compassionate and care about life, unlike callous anti-Christian pro-lifers. Right? Think about it. See, they can't use this. And notice how they're shying away from the science argument now, too. Right? They can't use that. Because more science is coming in and saying, well, wait a minute. These things are lives. These are humans. They do have heartbeats. They do have brains that function. They can feel pain. Ooh, can't use that anymore then. So earlier this month, Parker appeared on Comedy Central's The Daily Show to bash pro-life Christians and to lay out his terribly weak argument. And he says it's in the name of compassionate Christianity. I think pro-life is a misnomer for people who are against abortion, Parker told The Daily Show. People who are opposed to abortion are pro-fetus. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life of the woman. That's funny, because I think I saw that. Did you see that scripture where Jesus said, thou shalt have life and have more life more abundantly, but only if you're a woman? And if you're pregnant, you can decide that the woman's life can be more abundant, but not the child you chose to create? The guy is a flaming lunatic. There's no scripture that backs up his support. If that life is useless, then why did God bless you, say that he knew you before you got into the womb? Those are, and I'm not going to tell you where they are. If you're a Christian, you don't know these things, shame on you. You should know what scripture says about life. These are the same nut jobs that want to take people to court because dolphins die in tuna nets. Because the dolphin life is so much more important than the human life. And if you're a Christian, human life is more important than animal life. When God told him to go do sacrifices, he didn't tell him to go grab a baby or grab a person. He told him to grab animals. Again, it ain't that hard. You're making, this is just wrong on so many levels. If you're a Christian and you buy into this, you have no clue what the Bible says about infants and about babies. And I feel bad for you. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in a live chat room we have going on up there where you can get involved with people that are much smarter than I am. Also, if you head over to Facebook, yeah, we have that live... Well, I guess it's called Facebook Live, and you can speak to each other there as well. I don't know. If Facebook is your thing, head over there and enjoy yourself. I want to get to my next guest. I always have a good time with you. I learn a lot. I shouldn't say I have a good time, because sometimes financial stuff kind of exasperates me because I don't totally get it. But he does, and he makes it easy for us to understand. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me as he does every week, and I always enjoy my time with him. Thanks, David, for being with me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I enjoy thoroughly helping people understand the markets, how complex they are in a simple way.
You know, it's interesting in watching what's going on in the markets and seeing how many things affect it. We don't really realize how many things can affect the market. You know, rumors of war, lobbing some missiles over to Syria, president talking about keeping jobs here in America. And it's just every little thing that takes place, especially from this White House, seems to affect the market in some way, shape, and form. Give us an overview of what's going on with the markets today.
Well, you know, rumors are probably more powerful than actual reality, because markets move with the anticipation of what might happen, not in the reality of what is happening. So with that, right now the markets are sensing, first of all, IBM is dragging down the Dow. So the Dow is down a little bit today because of IBM's stock got hit almost 3%. So they're having some challenges at IBM, which does affect the market, because it's one of the components, one of the biggest components in the Dow. So when a corporate stock like that, of that magnitude in America, which is a mainstream corporation, is going to have a negative effect on the Dow. That's more fact than rumor, though. But the rumors are, you know, we're going to have some more spending going on. President Trump was speaking at workers at Snap-on Tools today, and you know, he's talking about he's going to have a big infrastructure spending bill and use it to create, you know, jobs, obviously, and he's working towards getting that infrastructure bill approved. And he says it's coming fast, real fast, you know, and that's how he talks, obviously.
And it's going to be big. It's going to be real big.
Yeah, it's going to be real big. It's, you know, in fact, he did use those terminology and those exact words. Funny how you say that, Joe. So this is going to cause some government spending, which creates uncertainty. Another reason why the Dow and stocks are down today. Gold is down a little bit today. It was breaching the $1,300 level. And so it's performed extremely well so far year to date, but it's down a little bit because it's trading in this range, and I believe it's going to break through 1300. That's what the technicals and the fundamentals are definitely saying, but it's not going to do it today.
Yeah, and again, when it comes to the stocks, I tell people all the time, I watch what's going on. You can't. You know, is the Trump phenomenon over? You know, you hear all these people talking about how people have figured out Trump, and that's why the market's kind of flattening out a little bit. But you had talked about this in the past. You had said that we weren't going to see this boldly moving market, that as with all new presidents, it would eventually level off, would it not?
Well, certainly. Look at some of the technicals and fundamentals here. Right now, the stock market is trading price per earnings. In other words, the value of the stock per the value of its what earnings are being shown. Normally, it trades 15 times earnings. We're at 18 times earnings now in the market, so we're a little bit overvalued. So we need to get earnings up, or the stock market is going to have, this will give a reason why the stock market might pull back. But in reference to gold, we're at five month high. Recently there was $1 billion put in trades going long on gold in the last 10 days. In other words, big money is betting that we're going to have higher prices in gold, and they're doing a trade in that legal bet. But the Trump trade is somewhat flattening out because he's not getting through some of the things that he wanted to get through in this first 100 days of office, i.e. the repeal and replace Obamacare and his tax plan, which we're now finding out, Joe. Steve Mnuchin said late last week, after we already had talked on your program, that they're not even going to be able to get the corporate tax bill through by August when the budget is coming due. So we're seeing some major headwinds in that, and that's one reason of many why the Trump trade is flattening out, and obviously the uncertainty with North Korea and government uncertainty. So these are all causing, you know, stocks to not move up substantially, and gold is moving up, and it's moved past what you call the 200-day moving average, which is a major thing in any market.
Well, this is I get a kick out of this because I said this early on, was that Trump, not that he wouldn't be able to get the stuff done, because I believe that eventually he will, but I said, you know, we go into these government jobs, we go into these government situations, we don't realize what it actually takes to get them done, and I think that's what he's running into now. That doesn't mean it's going to stop him. It just means that he's going to have to step back, look, and say, okay, how do I get around this? How do I fix this? How do I move past or negotiate these issues? So I don't think we're dead in the water. I just think it's a little different. So let's talk about I used to love when you would say you need to be a third, a third, a third, or you need to be invested in different things and what have you. I know there's a lot of people out there that I know personally that, you know, 98% of what they have is in the stock market, period. So let's say somebody, we're going to call this guy Joe because we don't know any Joes. If he invested at the beginning of the year, 10,000 in stocks, 10,000 in gold and silver, where might those values be today?
Well, if we use the Dow as an index for stocks, and we use the index of gold and silver and not the actual products, which is the easiest way of tracking this, $10,000 in gold would be $11,030 today. $10,000 in silver would be $11,320. And Joe would be disappointed in his stocks. His $10,000 would be $10,320. So all the hoopla about the Dow, which I'm not anti-stocks, I want to make that clear. There's a lot of cheerleading that's going on with hopeful anticipation, and I think we're going to get there, but it's going to be a bumpy road for people. The Joes of the world are expecting, you know, this, what happened in November, December, to continue.
Can you pause? You need to pause the Joe thing, because we all believe in capitalism here, so we're going to go for a commercial break. David Fisher joins me, or stays with me, and we're going to talk more about the Dow and what a $10,000 investment would have netted you by now in stocks, gold, and silver. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication, and Generous, great people, Genesis Communication Network. And head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, check out the stations. There's a whole bunch of things going on up at the website. And I've been telling you guys, if you would simply call some of these station managers, we could pick up new stations. Ask them what they're thinking. Why don't they carry the show? You can actually say to them, Joe wants to know what's wrong with you people, and those words, all right? So, and to prove to you that it works, this is the fourth station you guys have picked up for me in a matter of 2 months. KDUZ out of Minnesota, or as you like to say, in Minnesota, KDUZ out of Minnesota. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate you guys pushing the station to pick up the show. Great, great win for us. Love being on in Minnesota. David Fisher joins me from Landmark Capital. Always fun when he's on, too. I learned so much when he's with us. We were discussing that if I had, if I reached into my cookie jar, grabbed 10 grand, pulled it out, and invested in stocks, gold, and silver, I might be a tad disappointed in where stocks are at today. Right, David?
Well, you know, disappointment is a broad terminology. I think people would be happy to make money in any market right now, but it's the least performing of the three markets that we're citing as indexes. And, you know, there's multiple reasons for that. Another one that we haven't talked about is that just came out today. The International Monetary Fund is giving a stark warning about corporations, and there is now a huge risk of default in corporations at an all-time high, or approaching all-time highs, should interest rates rise. And we all know that interest rates are on the rise. But according to the IMF, it writes that as corporate leverage has risen and is now at the highest level since the start of the either financial crisis, the dot-com bubble, which they're referring to as 2001, and the bubble that burst in 2008, depending on which mark or time frame you want to use, that they're saying that the combined assets of the challenged firms are reaching almost $4 trillion because they're not able to make their payments because they're highly leveraged. So this is another signal of, you know, usually when you look at all the corrections that happen in markets, it's always led by a credit crisis or where companies or banks have been extended too far. And now the IMF is issuing a international warning saying we're approaching those levels that were pre-crisis or pre-corrections once again.
Well, these are when you talk about these corporations or these companies, are you talking about banks or are you talking about companies like IBM and that?
companies is what the IMF is noting.
Wow.
You know, keep in mind, this is not all U.S. This is global. So, I mean, there's companies that major corporations in China that are having some challenges in reference to recession, but it does not single out China as the only culprit. It's focusing more on America than anything in this report. So it's you know, they talk about a lot of companies in the S&P 500, actually. So this is, you know, debt, servicing debt is never a challenge, never a great thing to do. It's a challenging thing to do in and of itself in a poor economy. But when rates rise, it becomes ever more challenging. And that's the key, what the IMF is pointing out.
What's scary to me in what you're talking about is that that tells me that there's a lot of corporations out there that are still pretty fragile when it comes to their stability.
Well, they are. And here's what has caused this. Corporations have bought their own stock back, which causes a dilution of their own value of their company, but they're buying it back to support their stock so that the stock will go higher. So it's not based upon true fundamentals of new investors coming into the market. So this is the mythological thing that's happening on Wall Street. There's a lot of corporate stocks that are being bought back by their own firms and not the hedge funds or the small investors or 401ks. So the volume of independent ownership of stocks is significantly low compared to the volume of stocks being owned by the corporations itself. And this is a brand new trend that's been growing the last 3 years to meet corporate earnings. So this is not a true fundamental on how the market should operate, and this is what the IMF is pointing out.
Interesting. Again, we start thinking we're being told that the economy is turning around, people are doing better, and we've still got a ways to go, don't we? I mean, before it becomes solid footing, we have a ways to go.
You know, I don't want to come across as a doom and gloomer, and I'm not.
No, you're not.
The new fundamentals of causing a stock to go up are not healthy fundamentals of a metric to assess that this is a great an economic environment and we're growing in the economy. It's going up because corporations are buying back their own stock, and that's not the metric that is sustainable in any environment, especially when rates start to go up.
Right. So both metals and stocks are up today. You think the uncertainty of what's happening in North Korea, you think that's going to drive it down? I mean, I know that the market is volatile based on what's happening in the world, but we've had this happen with North Korea before. I mean, the little guy is a little noisier than daddy, but ultimately it's pretty close to the same thing.
You know, he has a very small economy in the scheme of the global economic system and the scheme of the United States. Right. There's no relationship in reality, but in his mind, there's a very close competition. So, you know, Kim Jong-un doesn't operate like most leaders of economies, of countries, and that's the challenging thing. And this is what the president faces, you know, but the president will definitely take decisive action, is what he said, if China doesn't deal with the nuclear threat posed by this isolated country. In fact, the president tweeted or said, if they are unable to do so, the U.S. will with its allies. And so, who knows? It's a little bit of what I call a wild card. And you never want to invest or make financial decisions on a wild card. But the wild card does have short-term influences on the markets, both positive and negative. And when this rhetoric was going off for just a day or two, you know, stocks were correcting a little. I wouldn't even say correcting. That's not a fair term to say. Stocks pulled back a little bit, and gold went up a little bit. But it's not a fundamental that's in place. Now, if we start seeing nuclear warheads being shot, that's a whole other environment. And, you know, I would assume speculation, and I hope we never get there, but I would assume that's not going to be good for stocks and very good for gold. I don't want gold to go up and stocks to pull back and that because of that environment. I just want to do it because the fundamentals, our debt is not being managed on a government level, and that's really why gold's gone up so much recently.
I've been telling people to buy stock in cardboard, styrofoam, and wood, because Kim Jong-un, he's going to be building a whole bunch of bombs out of those three things. To, you know, I don't know if you heard, but they were saying that some of the bombs that he was parading, some of the missiles he was parading, were actually, you know, wood and cardboard and that kind of stuff, just to make it look like he had more than he actually had. So I thought that was kind of amusing. I could see that happening. I thought it was kind of amusing myself.
What it would go, certainly go papier-mâché would go with the style of who he is.
That's true. That is the, who does his hair? Anyway, two weeks ago, well, about 2 weeks ago, the new media talked about a government shutdown, and we've heard about it off and on. It's happened before, and you know, you had some comments to make about it. Give me a quick update as to where you think we are with that.
Well, this is because a short-term spending bill that was passed December 9th is now going to run out. Mm-hmm. That was done to get past what you call the debt ceiling, which was March 16th, which we blew by, and they kicked the can down the road. So this is a government shutdown because the government needs to be able to come up with some sort of a short-term budget or a long-term budget, and they haven't done that. The ideas of putting them together in a budget, you know, the President Trump wants to put in money for the wall, $130 billion. He wants to defund Planned Parenthood, and he wants to also put some money for the infrastructure and most importantly, $30 billion for defense spending. The Democrats don't want to support that and said they would fight it. But the most recent news is that the members of the House of Representatives are on vacation. And when they return to Washington from a nearly three-week break, Joe, which will be at the end of the month, they're only going to have left themselves just four legislative days to come up with some sort of an agreement, which will allow the federal government to continue operating as it is currently on the spending of what is authorized for spending.
Yep. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the bail-in. You and I touch on it from time to time, but I think people really need to know that's real. It still exists, and the possibility is still there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. This is how I feel when I get David on the line. He's going to save the day. At least in my mind. Helps me understand what's going on. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to it. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always get some solid, and you guys need to take notes. Well, not if you're driving, obviously. Just keep driving. But you need to take notes. You need to understand what's going on. We don't know everything about... I know we like to think we know everything about financing because, you know, we watch the markets. We watch all these great shows on the... I almost said CNN. I almost swore on my own show. Never mind. Anyway, let's bring David Fisher back on, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks again for being with me today.
Well, I also want to say hello, and I'm glad to be talking on the airwaves as I've done in the past, but on your show, Joe, in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And I have lots of clients in Minnesota, and we've helped out lots of people there. And ironically, the Federal Reserve Bank president of Minneapolis, Minnesota, just recently talked about our financial system. So if you're living in Minnesota, well, let's talk about what Neil Kashkari said. You probably heard of his name before. We talked a little bit about your program.
He ran for governor here in California, but that's a story for another day. Hey, I've told people about the bail-in, or I try to tell people about the bail-in. I'm not as good as you are. And people don't, it's the some that believe it or understand it, they don't believe that a government would do something like that. So explain in a non-dark way, explain what the bail-in is and how the government or why the government would implement it.
Well, the government, it's, first of all, I don't know if I can do this in a non-dark way, because any country wanting to seize a portion of your wealth and give you a banknote or a government note in return doesn't sound too appealing. So, but let's put a little light on the subject, if you will. At the end of the day, the government has to have a backstop for financial calamity. Previously, it was the government when we spent a lot of money. It's always come back to the government. But who is the government? It's the people, really. Then recently, it was the Fed that did the bailing out through quantitative easing. And they could do that. They were only leveraged at 7 to 1, and now they're leveraged at 77 to 1. So they can't be the mechanism, and the Fed has actually come out and said this several times in the last 2 years. They cannot be the entity that bails out the financial system anymore. So what was done? Well, we followed in the footsteps of eight countries in Europe and one country in South America that did previous bail-ins and did not distort or uproot their country or cause their financial system to collapse or any of their banking system. And quite the opposite happened. It supported the financial system or the overspending of the country. And it was done in an appropriate way following the IMF guideline. And so a bail-in is that. It's the opposite. We bailed out General Motors, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and AIG, because they couldn't survive if nobody came to the rescue. And our country came to the rescue, gave them money. We bailed them out, and they paid us back. A bail-in is the opposite. No entity comes to the rescue, and they have to go internally, and this is what has been done in countries of the world. So when I said it didn't distort behavior, it did in one country. In Greece, we saw rioting. All of us saw that on the news. But that was after the third time of a bail-in. So these other countries, like Poland, Greece obviously did it, Italy, Bulgaria, Hungary, I can mention all of them and what they did. Maybe we should do that some show coming up. But they went into their citizens' retirement accounts and seized a portion of their wealth, gave them a bond or a banknote like in Cyprus in return, and they were paid back over time. The same thing has been set up in America as a backstop. So if you went to a government website, FDIC, there's a report on this. It's a report that is done in 2012 between the Bank of England and the FDIC as the template in explaining the Dodd-Frank Act, which is the law that says this can be legally done. You don't have to read the whole thing. You can if you want. But the first paragraph, they call the executive summary, says it clearly that this can be done, and they can seize our money in financial trust.
So what do they give you? Give you a piece of paper that says, hey, we have frozen $50,000 of your savings account or whatever, and we will be paying you back at, you know, $1.27 a month for the rest of your life, and if you die before then, we'll just take the money from you. I mean, David, how does that play out?
Well, you know, it's not a far-fetched idea.
Right?
If you look at Social Security, that's what that is. We pay into the system. We don't get back everything we pay in, most of us. I mean, that's just an indirect sort of bail-in. Our country, in this report that I put together, our country's done an internal bail-in in our government coffers five times in the last 3 years. So, I mean, it's not something that's so abnormal that we can't get our arms around it. What makes it abnormal is our mind says that will never happen in America because we're too big, we're too strong, just like they said 2008 would never happen. Well, when countries and banks get over-leveraged or corporations, the next thing is a fall. I mean, that we can't live in a debt structure and get out of debt by creating more debt. It will eventually catch up with us, and that's what caused the problem in 2008. It was leveraged money. That's what caused 1929. There was leveraged money. 1987 was leveraged money. But this time they put together a law on saying if it gets a problem where we can't fix it, we have to go to the American citizens' retirement funds, 401ks, IRAs. You know, and there's lots of articles that's been put out about this. Fox News did massive in-depth studies on it. USA Today's done work on it. Reuters. It's in the news. People are just not putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and that's what this report clearly does. It took me 3 years to write it, Joe, because I said to myself when I first started looking at the facts, no, this cannot be being put together in America? I said the same thing.
Well, I'm looking at this, and I just did Dodd-Frank Act. All I did was Google it. And I got to tell you, like, the first 10 things there, you know, the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection. Well, who could be against that, right? And most people only read titles and maybe the first couple lines of something. But this is one of those things that if you've got some money, you know, tucked away, you need to take a look at this, you need to read it, and then you need to call David. It's really that simple. You just need to call David because he has a clue, unlike some of the rest of us. But I get irritated with this because they pull stuff over on us so easy. So, again, don't listen to me. Listen to David. Call him at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or go to landmarkgold.com. David, if we've got some callers that want to call in and maybe even initiate a trade with you, what do you got in store for them?
Well, if they do that, a trade, or create IRA paperwork to roll over a retirement to do a trade, and they do that by April 30th of this year, and that trade is $25,000 or more, not only are they going to receive their medals in that shipment, they're going to receive extra medals, 10 free silver peace dollars as an added incentive to protect their hard-earned money.
Peace dollars. Maybe we should send those to Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is. You know, maybe he'll get the message. I don't know.
He might use it as a warhead someday. I don't know if I want to do that. Deface our monetary system.
Oh, God. God bless America. That's all I got to say. It's just amazing to me. And they can head up your website, like I said, landmarkgold.com. Also, 844-715. If you're like me and you like to talk to human beings, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, landmarkgold.com. David, we've got a couple of minutes left, and we always touch on Deutsche Bank. Where are they today?
Deutsche Bank, if you were the Joe that invested in Deutsche Bank, $10,000, since they announced that they had to raise $6.8 billion, otherwise they would have gone under, your stock, $10,000 would be $7,830. Oh. Not a very good investment. Deutsche Bank is still having problems. Their stock is at $16 and change, $16.18. But we're still watching it. I think they're going to make it out of the woods. They're trying to do some severe things. But the challenge with Deutsche's bank is they've done so many bad things that has been fraud, and been fined billions and billions of dollars in the past. They got to get revamped in a whole new image and stop doing the nonsense that they've been doing. So that's why we watch them, because if they went under, it'd be bigger than a Lehman Brothers in 2008, and that's why we want to make sure that everybody's aware of what might could happen.
You know, David, one of these days, you need to put, and I want 10%. If you run with this idea, I want 10%. You need to put together economic basics for, what is it, a book, you know, Economic Basics for Idiots, whatever, for Dummies, whatever that book series is, and just give people a basic idea how the monetary system works. But I wish we had time now. We got to get rolling. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. David Fisher joined me. Go find him at landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I know there's about 3,000 other stations and shows you can listen to, but you've chosen this one. Remember, we're here all week. Hopefully you are too. I got a lot of good shows coming up this week. Check out the website, realside.com. You can find the shows, the times, and who the guests are going to be. Have a great rest of the day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?